Blog Talk Radio.
I got an S on my chest, now that's a semi-auto. In the vest on my chest, I try not to say nothing. The DA might want to play court. Put a 100 duck nigga down like it's a sport. Put on me, I'll cut your gun, bust your buck. Do you getting money? I can't get nothing with you, then fuck you. I'm not the type to get knocked for DWI. I'm the type to kill your connect when the coke price high. Gangsters, they bump my shit, them they know me. I grew up around some niggas, it's not my homie. 100 G's, I stash it. The Mac, I blast it. D's come, we dump the diesel and battery acid. This flow's been mastered. The ice, I flash it. Chooks me, I had your mama picking out your casket, bastard. I'm on the next level, right link, forget bezel. Bend pedal to the metal, hotter than the tea kettle, blood.
What up, cuz? What up, blood? What up, gangsta? What up, blood? What up, cuz? What up, blood?
I sit back, with the best bud, burning wonder when gangsters bump my shit. Can they hear my hunger? When the fifth kick, duck quick, it sound like thunder. In December, I make your block feel like summer. The rap finish stack the rhyme. The fiends say my dope is a 9. Every chick I fuck with is a dime. I'm like Patti LaBelle, homie, I'm on my own. Where I lay my hat, my own. I'm a rolling stone. Cross my path, I cross it. Thinking I won't touch it. I had your ass using a wheelchair. Can't no crutches. Industry hoes, fuckers. In the hood, they love us. Stuff a bone out your ass with some brand new chuckers.
What up, blood? What up, cuz? What up, blood? What up, gangsta? What up, blood? What up, cuz? What up, blood? What up, gangsta? We don't play that. We don't play that. We don't play that. G-Unit, we don't play around. We don't play that. We don't play that. We don't play that. G-Unit, we don't play around. We don't play that. We don't play that. We don't play that. G-Unit, we don't play around.
What's going on? This is your boy JB. JB's locking in. We got another night. We on here. You know, we got a lot of stuff going on this weekend. Just to let y'all touch base on some stuff, we got the Backyard Brawl. The Backyard Big Tire Brawl. That's going down in Outer Banks. You know, that's a. They said they it's going to be the return of the Big Tire Grudge Racing. So I know we got some, you know, we got some special guests coming in tonight and going to give us the rundown on some grudge races and the shootout and everything that's going down. This race is hosted by none other than our brother from the DMV, William Brown, Brother Brown, and K-Part Racing. That's Squeak and crew. But that race is going down this Saturday. Outer Banks Dragway. It's the Backyard Big Tire Brawl. And, you know, it's going down. I mean, you know, I got, like I said, I got some guests coming in here. They're going to give us the rundown of the grudge races, what's going down, shootouts, the times, everything. And, you know, try to get some kind of norm back to the DMV, Carolina, you know, the surrounding states on basically the grudge aspect of Big Tire. Let's be honest. I mean, and people say the Big Tire Grudge game is dead. Well, it's not really dead. It's just that the people, I mean, for a while, you know, people weren't out, people was hurt, people didn't have a motor, you know, it was all kinds of stuff. So now, you know, more people are coming out, more people are getting their motors done, you know. So I think that the grudge racing aspect of Big Tire will come back. It's starting to come back. And with that being said, I mean, you know, we gotta get to a point now where, you know, we just not scared to lose. People not scared to lose. People not scared to get in their paint. And, you know, I think, you know, like I said, I think that Wim Brown, Squeak Crew, and I think they got a couple really good ones for you this weekend. I know the one that is being talked about the most is none other than Nephew Pete and Pooh with the Cobalt, the Lightning Bolt, taking on Scotty G, you know, from the G Unit crew, and that's being talked about because there you got. I mean, let's just be honest. Everybody, I know the DMV gives old Nephew P hell. Oh man, he ain't raised nobody. I know Pete's car was down for a while. Pete and crew, their car was down for a while. Was doing some upgrades. So this is gonna tell it. This weekend is right here. Is gonna tell it. Because everybody, I'm going to tell you, if you let people talk about it, oh, man, they scared to race. Won't race nobody. Hey, you know, so they're going to tell it. Because not only does he, you know, he got one race with G-Unit, I think he's got another locked-in race that day. I think he's running, I don't know. I want to, you know, I don't want to put it out there. I know he's got another race. I think he's got two, that crew's got two races this weekend. So, you know, we're going to see, you know, what's going to happen because, you know, a lot of people, like you said, the backline talk, that's what it's called. The backline talk is, oh, they don't race nobody. They don't. Well, the guys are going out there this weekend. They got two races. I forgot some of the other grudge races that are locked in. I know old Dirty Red, the return of Dirty Red, coming back this weekend. I mean, you know, I don't know whether the name of the car now is Stone Cold or Omar. You know, I'd like for old Dirty Red to, you know, give us a rundown on, you know, I know he's running the Daytona. He's running the Daytona from Carolina. So, you know, old Dirty Red, a.k.a. Omar, a.k.a., you know, Shorty. I mean, you know, he is short. You know, him and his brother both short, but... You know, I want to know, you know, I know he got one locked in. I think this is, like I said, the return. This is first, you know, first week out. He might have been somewhere testing. Who knows? But he getting in the paint this weekend. So the boys got to get him people that's getting in the paint respect. Because right now it's a lot of people. I'm just going to be honest with you. This is what's being said. The same people run the same people. So basically what they're saying is, you know, this guy will run this guy every single week until one of them tap out. And don't get me wrong, you know, the fans, they come to see, you know, they're not really, I'm going to be honest with you, the fans not really, they just want to see a race, period. But at the same time, you know, they don't want to see the same old races every week. So, you know, hopefully, like I said, hopefully, this weekend, you know, I'm just – and Brother Brown got great – them guys got great weather. The weather, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know if they could have better weather for this weekend. You go check it out. Y'all can get off here, go check the weather out. I'm telling you, there's no chance of rain, and it's not in the 90s. So I'm going to tell you, if you are a big tire fan, if you like the bubble tires with the wheelie bars, you know, go check them guys out because they're going to be at Outer Banks this weekend for the Backyard Big Tire Brawl. And like I said, I got some, I got the guy, I got Wim Brown coming on. I got Scotty G coming on in a few. Uncle Scotty told me to give him a few minutes. He's at the shop, but he's going, you know, they're going to give us a rundown of what's going on, who racing. I just want to know what's going on because I'm going to tell you, you know, I don't think I can make the trip unless somebody else is going and got a fair spot, and I might get in and ride. But, man, I done been on the road the last 2-3 weeks. JB got to slow down at least one of these weekends. So I don't know if I'm going to be able to make the trip, but, Lord, I'd like to go because it sounds like it's going to be a good one. And also, I want to give a shout-out to old Pro Star Gordo. He got a race this weekend. He's up at Maple Grove. He's got the Cojones Nationals. That is going down. I think old guy during Sammy's got a little. He got that all steel all glass class. I think that shootout is $10,000. $10,000 total purse. He got some good locked in races up there. I think the guys today are up there for a track rental. Looked like he had a few cars on there. Good, you know. Happy to see that. You know, all events. Look like they're going to have action. Look like people's going out there. Another one I want to talk to you about, my partner Peso. Hey, look, Peso's got one this weekend too. The return of the Motor City Mayhem event. Now, if you really was into this shit, like really into this shit, like back in the, the teens of 2000, like, 2014, 15, 16-ish, all that. If you was back there when the good days, you knew about the Motor City Mayhem because I used to go out there, man. I went out there 2 years back-to-back. I was out there supporting my boy Peso and my boy Never Scared Wayne. Boys had the Motor City Mayhem. And I'm going to tell you, you have fun out there. You'll have fun out there, Milo. And I'm glad that they got new ownership. Boys look like they got a good week. They got good weather out there too. They got good weather. Got a lot of grudge races. I want to say it's every bit of 15 to 20 of them locked in, and a lot of them aren't just the same people in the same area running. You know, one of our own. You know, Tron Barrett is going up there. Tron is locked in. I think the guy's name is Colin. Got like a little 73-74. Look like a 73-74 Nova. They locked in. They getting it on. So, big ups to Tron Barrett, or G-Body Mafia going up there. And, that's what I'm saying. Racing somebody strange for a little bit of change. You know, not running the same people every other fucking week. I like it. I got to get a man props. Everybody else that's traveling up there too, y'all be safe. And, man, I'm telling you, that damn Peso got a great event on his hand. He has a great event on his hand. Hold on. I just got a text. Hold on. I just got a text from the back line. Shorty, you know what? Shorty, I want to see what you – Shorty, hit the one button, Shorty. I want to talk to you, Shorty. I want to talk to Shorty. Hit the damn one button. Stop being – hit the one button so I can know. I want to know who he's racing. I know you texting me. I want to know who he's racing. I want to know the name of the car. I want to know some specifics. Y'all, I want to know. Hit the one button. If somebody, Shorty Pop, that's who I'm looking for. I'm looking for Shorty, Tupac Shorty. Hit the one button. All you got to do is click the one button. I swear I won't ask you no questions to get you in any trouble. You'll be all right. You know, you get your card checked. I won't ask you nothing too crazy. I want, let's see. Well, oh, Lord. No, don't say you out and about. Don't say you out and about. Don't go with that. Give the guys at least a few minutes to tell us what's going on. But he said his brother, Dirty Red, is taking on Uncle Bobby. So that's I don't know if that's what the Daytona is called, but he is racing a Dodge Daytona. on big wheels and big tires and wheelie balls. So, you know, he going out there this week. The return of Stone Cold, a.k.a. Omar. So, I mean, you know, I'm just going to go with Stone Cold, a.k.a. Omar. So, look, I got some 252 numbers in here. You know, them 252. Who do y'all like now? Do you like your home team? Because your home team is Uncle Bobby. Or do you like Stone Cold? Man, I mean, that's some 804 versus 252. Man, you know, I like that. You know, that's VA versus NC. That's, we need to see more of that. We need to see more of them big time. I want somebody. Maybe, let's see. Do I have William Brown on here yet? I wonder if I got William Brown on here yet. Is William Brown on here yet? If William Brown, there we go. William Brown, I think he is on here. Let's see if this is Brother Brown. Is this Brother Brown?
Yeah, what's happening, baby?
What's going on, Brother Brown? Now, I'm glad you came on. I got a good amount of listeners, and you know, I got some backline tech going, and everybody telling me I'm out for a little bit. I'll get on in a minute, but you know, I got some people wanting to know. You know, I don't want to, you know, I'm never that guy to do no fake promoting or races that don't happen. But I know, you know, because you are one of the hosts of this backyard big tire brawl. What, give me some specifics on the shootouts and the grudge races that are locked in.
All right. We got an invitational-only shootout. Invitational-only.
Okay.
Is DMV versus North Carolina. We got cars from DMV, six cars from North Carolina, no bigger than 5-inch motors. Going to battle, and we're going to battle in our own backyard. So that's a $10,000 purse for the invitational. Then we got a run with your broom. Anything goes, as long as it's a low time car, big time car. Anything goes, $3,000, as long as it's full car, $250 to get in.
Damn. Okay.
Then we got our little bracket race, and 100% payback for that, just to keep the track warm and keep the track right. And then we got Junior Dragster. Since it's the weekend before go back to school, we're giving away $2,000 to the Junior Dragster bracket race. And free entry, you know, try to get a kid some money to, you know, go to school with, about these little extra clothes that their mama did and ran out of money.
Man.
Let me see some of the grudge races.
There we go. Sound good so far.
So
it
can
only get better.
Yeah, I mean, we got a lot going on, JB. You know, I try to get it in. As much as possible, you know, with the time we have permitting, but down there we don't have no curfew, so we can, as long as they keep racing, we can keep rolling.
Yep.
All right, let me see. All right, you got off the trailer, you got, which will probably be in the first shakedown of shootouts, you got Jim Teachman and Scotty G. You got the Daytona, which is Bobby Sutton from Carolina, and then you got Stone Cold, I guess that's Shorty Red, right?
Ah, yep.
So you got Daniel Hall, Nephew Pete, and Lightning Bolt going up against Squeak and Black Bear. Then you got Pop Taylor and Terminator. And Ronnie Venom, you got them going up against Squeak and Black Bear. You got Scotty G and Thunderbolt, or Lightning Bolt, whatever they want to call it. They going up against each other. So that's five of them locked in right now. The big time, known big time cars that is guaranteed to be there. Not unless somebody break down on the way.
man. Oh, so not only do you got two good shootouts, well, actually a few good shootouts, definitely one for the kids and one for everybody. Now that you got shootouts and you got five very good grudge races. And I'm going to tell you what I like about these grudge races. I made a comment about this just a while ago. You got grudge races where I'm running somebody different. It ain't somebody from my backyard that I see every fucking week, and we lock in till somebody see, this the grudge racing I was just talking about. You got Scotty G from Florida taking on Nephew Pete and crew. They from the DMV, so you ain't going to see that race every other week or every – that race is exclusive. You got Dirty Red, like you said, from the VA, taking on Bobby, Bobby from North Carolina. A lot of these races are state versus state, which is good because the crowd, your crowd base, your main crowd base is going to come from North Carolina. Fact. So if you're a North Carolina-based person and you come to that track, you ready for your hometown to stand up. So not only are you bringing a very good race to those guys, you giving those fans right there something to look forward to, because they gonna, if this one, once they see this shit go off, they gonna be like, oh shit, when the next one goes. That's what I was just talking to Scotty about, is the big tire racing isn't dead. It's just people. I think a lot of it, it could be people down, motors hurt, waiting on parts, stuff like that. But I think once it get cranked up, it's gonna stay cranked up.
Did you
lose your wheel?
My bad.
I hit
the mute button. My bad.
But
look, JB, I'm gonna tell you from my perspective and racing big tires and small tires. One of the reasons why a lot of big tire stuff died down is because we get kind of tired of shaking all the paint off our car when we go to these grudge, no time grudge events. Yeah, you can tune it. Yeah, you can make it go down track. It's definitely not going to be your fastest pass with big tires and wheelie bars at a radio prep track, but you can make it work. So, and then you start seeing a lot of big tire cars not come back around, to the grudge races or the new tire. You might see a few of them out there, might, do some testing or something like that, but you barely see any of them. So, they just been waiting. Most of them just been waiting to get to where they know, get a track they know they can go down, and that they know it's specially prepped for them. Now, give and take, you got Maryland, you got Virginia, and you got a couple other tracks, Darlington and stuff, that can do both. That can double prep. But as being for Outer Banks, they're not equipped as the bigger tracks to do both prep.
Yeah.
So it's basically really going to be one or the other. So I figured, I've been some years since we promoted races. Me and my dad promoted races down at Outer Banks. And we just want to come back and give the fans and stuff down in Carolina and Virginia and everywhere else that they want to come from. We just want to give them a big tire show that they know they're not going to see a whole bunch of tire shape. We're not going to see a whole bunch of cars not making full passes. We're going to have the track right, and it's just going to be for big tires. If you got small tires and you want to come, don't ask for no special prep, because it's going to be prep for big tires, and that's going to be a big tire event.
And you know what? It's good that you – and look, it was right out there from the start. It wasn't no, hey, man, this is the best of both worlds. This is – You putting it out there, you ain't sugarcoating it, you're not trying to lie and try to get people there or whatever. You are inviting whoever wants to come, but you are just letting people know that, hey, man, this is the event that the big tires get to shine. Let the big tires have they glow. And that's a – and you know what? I like that. And look, somebody just hit the one button. Mr. WB3 from that 252 We got a 252. I'm not going to read your whole number. 252, last four digits, 2773.
Yeah, that's me. My name is Timothy Ruffin.
Oh, yeah,
Timothy
Ruffin. I know Timothy Ruffin.
Dorothy's brother.
Yeah, you actually, you work at the track, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I see you up, man. I think I seen you at an event not too long ago.
Yes, I go around to different tracks. But I wanted to ask Boss, not Boss, Brown a question. hey, Brown, what's your breakdown on the junior drafts for the kids?
Well, I normally the junior drafts, from being around them, I normally let the parents come in and kind of take a majority agree upon the $2,000. You know, I'm putting it out there. And plus, I got one or two individuals that is talking about putting anywhere from $500 to $1,000. But, you know, it's not set in stone until I actually see those people. So, and I kind of once we get all the money together, you know, I kind of had a little meeting against the parents and the kids and, you know, tell them what we got going on and kind of get an idea of how they would come to agreements of how they want to split the money and break the money down. But it will be broken down. You know, it's not no heads up shootout type deal, winner take all or nothing like that. We're going to make sure just about everybody gets something.
Okay. Well, I want to donate $200.
Oh.
Okay. I will be
at the track tomorrow.
Okay. I appreciate that, man. I really do. You know, and like I said, just trying to do something for the kids. I know kids nowadays, and with inflation and everything, things get a little high. So, you know, mom and daddy might have ran out a little money quicker than they normally would. So, hey. We're going to give the kids something. They're going to have a little something. They might be able to buy a pair of pants, a shirt, some books, book bags, or something like that, and something a little extra. So I appreciate it. I really do appreciate
it. Anything involving the kids, man, I'm going to always be a part of, because I have grandkids and myself.
That's right. I just hope we don't have more junior dresses than we got people. Then it really will be a mess. But it's good, and there's a lot of them coming, you know, that I know personally. I mean, they spreading the word, so we're gonna have quite a few junior drags.
Yeah.
I think the last race I did at JB. I did a junior drag, so I think it was $1,000, $1,500. I forgot what it was. But the parents actually went around and collected money, and I think the pot wound up getting up to about $2,100, $2,200. And, man, they had them a glorious time. Enjoyed themselves. And they made sure, one of the mothers made sure that she had the breakdown and went around to everybody and said, you know, everybody agreed on it, and everybody got some money. Everybody went home with some money regardless.
Damn, that's all right, man. Hey, Tim Ruffin, man, I just want to let you know, man, that touched me because, you know, one thing a lot of people don't know, I teach. So that what you're doing is only helping, because I'm going to tell you what I see. And people be like, JB, you don't – now I see it firsthand. When we was growing up, we loved cars. I'm going to tell you how I grew up. I was either with my daddy, we was street racing one night, we was at the pool hall the next night, and another night we was in a juke joint. And that's how I grew up. So, you know, kids now, they're not into it. So with your donation and helping, you know, with your donation to this, all you're doing is putting more toward the future generation to try to keep them into it. And that's, you know, big ups to you on that. I like that, man.
correct. Like, I always been the type of person, man, anything involving the kids, to pretty much, you know, keep the kids out the street and the violent stuff, I'm all for it.
Yeah, that's, and people don't understand. They, you know, a lot of people, you know, 200, I'm going to tell you, 200 on a pot of drag to a kid, $200, man, to you know, that kid that's like, he out there grinding, hustling, you know, $200 to that kid that's got the will to do it, man, that's a lot of money to a, man, $200, they going to buy their own J. That's
oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, man, that's big, man, because, you know, like, we talk about it all the time. You know, you go to you the Friday nights back and when we were coming up, Friday nights you saw kids and adults. What you starting to see at a lot of Friday nights and regular, you starting to see just adults. The kids, you know, we gotta get the kids back into it. You know, the younger generation, they like a lot of them like it, but it'd be better if more kids was into it.
Right.
And with stuff like what y'all doing, giving them a chance to be on the big stage with the big boys, and shit, they'll purse almost, you know what I'm saying? And they're not just saying, hey, we got y'all over here for a couple hundred dollars. Just, no, y'all, they got a nice purse. They got something to go home to and be like, man, shoot, we did all right. But now, Tim Ruffin, I got to put you on the hot seat. Who you like in some of these races, Tim?
Name them, and I'll pick my man.
All right. Well, look, I'm going to go ahead. Being that the team Dirty Red don't want to, you know, I tried to get the boys don't want to push the one button. So I'm going to go and throw them boys on the butt. You know, they're my boys. But Team Dirty Red, the car is called Stone Cold, and mm-hmm. Well, actually Stone Cold or Omar nowadays. So you got Stone Cold taking on Uncle Bobby.
I'm going with Uncle Bobby.
Ah, all right. So you sticking to NC True. All right, another one. You got Squeak taking on Nephew Peter. Hey, Cruz.
No question. Squeak.
Oh, shit. Damn. So you, all right. So, all right, all NC so far. So, all right, another one. Now, this one is not NC. This one is Scotty G taking on the Cobalt, the Lightning Bolt.
I got to go with Scotty G.
I'm not getting Cobalt no win. Lord have mercy. I know you just.
I'm not getting Cobalt no win coming down here.
Oh, Lord, Will Brown, his mouth nasty. Mouth is that man just say he's not giving. You're not giving my boy no love, man.
I'm taking Gotham City over Scotty G.
Oh, okay. All right. And you sound very serious about that in your voice too. So I know you know, but Tim, if I got, does anybody on this show not agree with Tim Ruffin on the Cobalt leaving without one win? Now, this man said that the Cobalt is going to leave the North Carolina line 0-2?
The same way he came down here.
Okay.
With no win.
Got it. God almighty. Oh, so you just being nasty. Oh, hold on. There we go. Listen now. So you know the man couldn't take this shit. The man couldn't take this shit no more, Tim. You done threw my man clean on the bus. My man said, hold on, man. I can't take this shit no more, man.
I knew somebody had to speak up.
Yeah, look, he over there, motherfucker probably in the truck pulling gears, talking shit. But he over there holding that.
No, sir. No, sir. I got the killer in the trunk. We ready.
Oh, shit. Man,
JB, you do know that man bias, man. He from down there. He can't say that.
Hey, Nephew P, I like you, but I don't like you good enough to come down here and take no trophy home now.
Man, if you think Squeak gonna take that slow motherfucker, he got to be me. You lost your mind.
I'll be there. I will be there tomorrow at 4 o'clock.
I'll be there when you get there.
I'll be there Saturday all day.
And I'll be there when you get there.
Yes, sir. I like y'all when I come to the DMV.
JB,
I don't like y'all when y'all come down here, man.
Hey, JB, we ain't got but one race. That's got it. We ain't got but one race. That other race, that ain't going to be no race.
Ah, damn.
I like the way you think it till you cross that line.
So basically,
I like the way you think till you cross that line.
Tim, I got to tell you how he really saying it. How he really saying it is he don't feel that the black car will be anywhere in the paint.
You know, everybody get dizzy every now and then and can't think straight. But when you fight a bear, if you ain't got the right equipment, he take you out.
Yo,
JB, if Timmy do his job and give me the racetrack, I'm gonna do my job running that man life.
Hey, I promise you on everything, you will have a good track. I promise you that.
I appreciate it. What you just did, get that man a good ass whipping. Watch what happened to him.
No. I'm going to give you a good track, but I'm going to also put that grizzle on you.
Please do.
But look, I will say this. I appreciate y'all coming down, man. I really do. I appreciate everybody that's coming in.
Well, you know, Squeak and Brown, man, this is good guys, man. When they first started the deal, we promised them that we were going to come. You know, we really did no racing this year because a lot of other stuff going on. So we wasn't really into running the car and we was doing some other stuff. But we promised them we was going to come. So we did everything we could to get the car ready, to come down and support them. We're going to race and have fun. Win or lose, do what it is, you know. I ain't coming down here to sit around. We coming down here to race.
Hey, so that's what I like.
After we won the first two, if we still got all pressure and vacuum or whatever, them teachers are going to get his, too. So it don't make a difference. I'm going to draw on him. He ain't seen the same. Riding the jet ain't seen.
Hey, hold on. You need to calm down now.
I said what I said.
Calm down now. You ain't taking on everybody when you come down here.
Well, I ain't say we're going to win them all. I said we're going to race them.
Oh, well, that sounds more better.
Yeah, I ain't say we're with all of them. But, if you keep racing, you're going to lose to somebody. Somebody gonna get
it. Oh yeah. Well, get the first and win first.
Uh oh. Hey, Nephew Pete, you don't woke somebody up.
I got one more. Man, I'm
gonna woke somebody up. 25 I don't know who it is. I ain't never seen the number for 252-1845. Your mic is over.
Uh-oh.
I know who that is.
Hey Timmy.
Yeah.
Timmy? You got any problems over there, Timmy?
I'm here.
Hey Timmy. Timmy, you got any problems over there?
Timmy ain't got no problems. You don't got the problem with
No. Oh, you got the problem. You got the problem.
Who is this?
That's Keenan.
Mr. Holt.
Oh, Keenan. That's my lawyer.
What's going on?
Oh, Keenan.
Yeah.
Oh, how you doing?
Come on, bro. I'm doing good. How you doing?
Hey, Keenan, if you don't mind, can I get a charge on Mr. Cobalt, and you bail me out?
Well, listen, let me tell you something. You ain't got to worry about going to jail with the Cobalt because the Cobalt, I'm going to tell you, the Cobalt is just coming back on the scene, man. It's a shame that I'm going to have to retire back to where it is in the garage. But just hold on a second. Just hold on.
Hey, well, guess what? Hey, great news for you. We just coming back with that new car. We just coming back, so we both fresh. Let's we gonna find out what's going on.
Yeah. We gonna scrub the ground. Yeah. We gonna scrub the ground as it's all said. Scrub the ground.
You already know what's fitting to have. You call over now. You already know what we have nightmares right now. You said, man, what's gonna happen to me?
Hey, listen, let me listen. I ain't had a nightmare since I was 15 years old, and I'm 35 now.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. I don't have no nightmares. Come on,
one day. Hey, one day, AJ, hold on. We're going to talk about it all night. One thing for certain, two things for sure. 5 o'clock, we got a date. We're going to find out.
Hey, Timmy. Hey, Timmy.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, since he'll be here jaw-jacking, I told him we would do him off the trail tomorrow.
Man,
yes,
he's not
going
to come and sit up somewhere. Hey, JB, but you see how soft it is. I ain't been on that track, and they've been down there running on that. They wasn't trying to run me off the trail.
That's a lie. You've been on that track. You better because Squeak beat you last time on the track. He told me he could get us.
He showed up dead.
Yeah.
He showed up dead.
Hey, one thing about it, when you beat us, Mr. JB.
He ain't do that no more.
Hey, when you beat a child, he don't never want to mention that whipping no more.
They got me down off the trail. He got me. I ain't denying that, but they ain't gonna have no more.
Hey, one thing I can say about down here, they love that off the trail.
Yeah, but they ain't done it all the time. Mm-hmm. So, and anybody come in out of town, you know, they got what they got because they race down there all the time. So of course you would love off the trail. For somebody that's coming in that ain't been there.
But they ain't been
off the trailer.
Hey, look, do me a favor.
Ain't no more talk about. What's going on?
I'm gonna put my Stasis Adam on at 5 o'clock because I want to dance with you. Right
I'm
in the water bottle.
I'm gonna tell you.
After Keenan cut that wind light on, I want you to come back and dance with me. Right in the water bottle. I got to be in the water bottle. My space is flying real good.
Okay. You want to get a little moisture on them. Make them fly a little bit.
I want to do the Michael Jackson one or two times.
Ah, buddy.
Oh, my God.
I got the best lawyer in North Carolina.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah?
Pete left your Stacy on the phone. I would get Stacy on.
Oh, man,
he's
old.
So, one thing about it, man.
We ain't got but a couple more days. We're going to find out.
So, hold on. So, Timmy.
Yes, sir.
You got a badass lawyer. Your lawyer is a lawyer and sell insurance. So, he go.
Yes,
so
sir.
He a lawyer and sell death insurance.
But look, Mr. JB, everybody can't pay for a lawyer like that. See, a lawyer like that, I got him on standby. I know he comes through whenever I get in trouble.
You got a retainer. Hey, look, he a guy got a retainer to keep my standby because you keep a retainer there in case you need it.
Yeah, I got you.
Man.
But
that
hey,
man.
JB.
Yeah.
This shit they told me they're gonna be doing. It's not gonna work out for them. Watch what I tell you.
Hey, Keith, I got a text from the chat, and they want to know. Is Dirty Red? That's all right. So I know this got to be from. Is Dirty Red ready for Uncle Bobby? Is that what they call the car?
Hold on.
Hey, JB, let me introduce to you and to many on the radio show here. The name of the car is called the Guillotine. You know what the Guillotine is, JB?
Oh, yes. That's kind of rough there.
Now, Timmy, do you know what a guillotine is?
That's a choke.
No, that's the thing to cut your head off. You put your head in the thing and
that's
cut your head off.
That's the thing to cut your head off, yeah.
So,
they used that back in the medieval days.
Yeah, so the guillotine will be in full effect. Now, Stone Cold, that's the problem, and I hate this. But don't nobody watch WWE no more. Ain't nobody heard of Stone Cold, Steve Austin. Ain't nobody watching that. We watch, you know, these days we watch MMA. You know, we do a little street fighting, scrub the ground. So nobody will hear about no Stone Cold. That's 1998, 2000. You know what I'm saying? Man, ain't nobody studying no Stone Cold 1.0, 0.5. Ain't nobody studying that.
Hey, JB.
JB, well, once again, JB, they gonna run, so we gonna find out who lies.
Hey, yeah, JB.
I don't think nobody paying no punk on unless their cars just broke. But I don't care if they smoking. As long as they crank up, they're going to race.
Hey, I hate to say it, but Stone Cold and Guillotine might get a tap on the shoulder come Saturday.
Ho, ho, ho. Let me tell you.
Hey, I got to put it like it is.
Hold on.
Yes,
sir. I think I know what you're talking about.
It might be a grand am.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because he promised Uncle Bobby a race, and we're going to take it.
Yes, sir. And promise you we want to get to you.
Yeah. Listen, Timmy. Now, remember, I'm supposed to be your lawyer now. So if you want to
get the same thing, I'm just saying.
Now, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to court this time without a lawyer. Listen. You give us the race that y'all say y'all going to give us.
Hey, man, you might be the race. You have to hear that race, man. Stop that. Stop that. Don't do that. Man, you over there, man. Get off, stand up straight, man. Stop it. Don't do that on the radio show, kid.
Man,
don't do that.
Let me tell you something. Give us the race that they told us we're going to get.
That was two years ago. Sit down, man. Hey, Timmy. That was 2 years ago. He took it there.
Yeah, it was 2 years ago. I think I hear that race would be a go. I mean, we both trying out stuff. You know what I'm saying? We both trying out stuff, so. But Keenan, if I tap that shoulder, I don't need no lawyer. I'm taking this charge by myself.
I tell you what. I'm gonna make sure my Uncle Bobby wear a tank top, so when you tap his shoulder, he'll feel it.
So make sure
you come over there and tap it now.
Most definitely.
But after we do what we're gonna do, the Stone Cold on Saturday, you ain't gonna come over there tapping.
Well, you know, I look at it like this. You or Uncle Bobby or Stone Cold in the way.
So that might be
two more races on the agenda.
I mean,
I'm just saying, you know, I'm just putting it out there. You know, just get prepared. Because, you know, it's going to be a family gathering, so we got to meet our cousins and our uncles.
I tell you what, I got the same race for you. Y'all want to run off the trailer tomorrow?
No.
Okay.
Against Uncle?
Yeah.
I tell you what.
A long time, Timmy.
And I can't even speak for the car. If we can get to the 3:30, you got that.
Hold on, but you got to find out if we get to the 3:30 off the trailer. I ain't got time for you.
Well, you know, they might cut the track in half or something.
I want to do you off the trailer.
We don't know if the whole track going to be there.
Well,
you know, what I'm really saying is, you know, if you allow us to make a 3:30 hit, that might be we might be able to oblige that.
I'm going to allow you to put up a DP and run us off the trailer tomorrow.
Red Rock.
Okay. All right.
Very well. But hey, you might get off the trailer Saturday.
No. Because I know you're going to be there at the ring tomorrow.
Hey, I'm going to be there tomorrow.
I ain't going to never call out a man's parts on the phone, on a radio station like this, because it's good racing. But y'all got us out good, man. So we just try, man, we got to do what we got to do to try to get a fair race.
Kenny, we ain't trying to hear that. Listen, why do you think I hired you as my lawyer? So you the best talker in the game.
No, man. Just feel. I mean, that's Pete the best talker in the game.
No.
What are you talking about, man? Hey, man, the man just said Saturday he come talk to you, man. Ain't no more talk about it, man. Don't jump in the middle of it.
Get out the way. Get out the way. Get out the way, Pete. Ain't nobody talking
to you. Hey, Pete,
Stop ducking the wreck.
Hey, Pete, he know what car I'm talking about.
Oh, I know, too. Stop ducking the wreck. That man been chasing you for 2 years. Come on, now.
Man, they say, look, I just told the man that's running tomorrow off the trailer, man, ain't gonna be ready to race.
Fuck it. Can I talk about him off the trailer?
I'll tell you what you do. You
take don't
tell
me nothing. I ask your question.
Eight spark plugs out. And you take the carburetors off. So you're ready.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I know where, but I'm... Hey, okay, man, I just asked a question. Maybe there's yes or no answer. Ain't no harm intended.
Hey, look,
you might have been feeling good.
No, I ain't been drinking tonight.
I ain't been drinking.
No, man, everybody on the phone, man, JB. I just come here to listen, man, talk a little junk, man. Everybody doing good?
Yeah, man. I'm trying to, man. It sounds like what I was talking about earlier. Who is that? No, what we were talking about earlier, the big tire scene isn't dead. It's still there.
No, it
ain't. And I think this weekend will help it a whole lot because not only are you seeing people getting the paint, people are getting in the paint from different areas. See, you know, you see a lot of grudge racing today, and it'd be the same person that ran last week. They run this week. They run the next week. They turn around, they run 2 weeks later. But now, I got to give them credit. Even though you done dug my man out and said they ain't no more WWE in Estonia. I got to give old Red credit. Old Red go get in the paint. I said, God, there. Look, I wish he was on here. I wish he was on here. Pete, I give, you know what I say to Chicken? I have some words for Chicken because,
Hey, Mr.
Uh-oh,
JB.
Uh-oh. Somebody hit the one button. Oh, Lord.
Mr.
Somebody
JB.
Hit the one button. Yeah, what you
That's
got
That's what you need. That's the guy, Ted Keenan. There go the guy getting to come up here.
Oh, Lord, he'd hit that one button.
Who's the guy? Hunting season. Is it duck, bear, deer, rabbit? What season is that?
Oh, hammer.
Well, I feel like rabbits are in this time of the year. So we're trying to hop on y'all tomorrow off the trailer. Y'all want to step, Red Rock, deny, what we doing?
Hey, Sean, that's Keeney you talking to now.
You ain't ready to disclose my name, Timmy, because he might not even know who he was talking to, Timmy.
I got to let him know.
Oh, I already knew. No. I already knew, and there's only one reason why it ain't
Sean. Sean, listen, Sean. Y'all got us outgunned already. You got a better car. You got XYZ parts, you know. I ain't going to say XYZ
what
parts.
Mean?
I mean, because I ain't going to call it parts. All I'm saying is everybody knows y'all got us outgunned. So all I'm saying is let's run head up off the trailer tomorrow just to make it interesting.
No, I mean, if the problem won't there, then there won't even be nothing to talk about.
Timmy. I'm here.
You know, the nicest one working, so.
I heard Dane Hall call my name.
Who did? I ain't heard you.
Smoke. Hey, Smoke.
Oh.
I told Dane Hall,
you can put them
bell claws in him.
Tell him if he want to run off the trail tomorrow, talk to me.
Man, ain't nobody
run off the trail.
Talk about that bullshit all the time, man.
You don't want to say it.
I didn't say
it. You don't want to
say
it.
That's not what I said. Listen.
Did you say it? Did you say you want
to
run off the trail tomorrow?
I did not say when you off the trail. No, I did not say that. That's not what I said.
Well, say Red Rock then. Say Red Rock.
Hold on.
Get him, Red Rock.
Hold on.
Don't talk me to them, Bill. You want to run off? We can run off the trail tomorrow. We can run off the trail tomorrow. We can run off the trail Saturday. Any day. When you want to do this? When you want to do this? I'm telling you. Listen to what I'm saying. You call my name. You call my name out. Right in the head, ain't safe. You ain't safe.
Hold on.
Listen to what I said.
I tried to lock in before I locked Scotty, and he wouldn't lock in. So why are you waiting to
I
lock Scotty, and now you want to lock
did
in?
You say nobody say?
I said if my car not hurt, listen, why that's what I said. If my car not hurt
said,
after
no,
I raced
no,
you,
no, you
I will race
you. You didn't say that. You said ain't nobody say. You said that's rocking with
this. Tim, your ass down there tomorrow. We're going to be there tomorrow.
You said if your car ain't hurt, you're going to race.
So now you want to lock in. When I wanted to lock you in, you wouldn't lock in. Now all of a sudden you want to lock in if I get two. Man, sit your faking ass down, man.
What the hell you had me locked in?
I'm going to go find a repost that I told him to lock in. He said, I'll lock you as soon as you get on the property. That's what he told me.
I'm locking in. What the hell are you talking about? Listen, man, before we lock Scotty in, we're trying to race tomorrow, too. We both going to be on the property tomorrow.
I got great news for you. Go race yourself. How about that?
Hey, Sean, everything go good, can we tap Keena on the show Saturday?
Have you ever tapped the barrel on their shoulder?
What do you say, Keena?
Have you ever tapped the barrel on their shoulder?
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you.
And laid them down at the same time. When I seen it, when they got in that fight.
This ain't the same kind of bell, Jimmy.
Don't forget that bell owe us one tomorrow. What is it, Saturday? I don't know when. He didn't say when we were supposed to race. I know he got races locked in, but our rematch is supposed to be Saturday with the bell.
Well, we talking about his Keena uncle car.
Oh, you talking about the uncle Daytona?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The one that's what you've been talking about
for the last 2 years.
No, we talking about hunting.
No, I want the bear.
Yeah, I want the bear.
Man, hey, Keith, what I need to know is when is our rematch with the bear gonna be? Is it gonna be 7 o'clock?
Well,
5 o'clock?
I think. Let me try to get Squeak on the phone. Let me try to get Squeak on the phone. Is he already up here?
Yeah, cause we ain't trying to be out there all night.
Squeak, if you on the phone, hit the one button. Hey, look, before y'all start talking again, I don't think you can hear me. Scotty G, your mic is open because the guys was going in it for a little bit. I just want to let you know, your mic is open, my good brother.
Scotty G, I'm going to take care of your ass tomorrow, too. I'm taking care of you tomorrow, Scotty G, I'm going to take care of you tomorrow.
I'm glad, but who is it?
This smoke. I'm going to take
you tomorrow. God damn it. You stole me a damn
I'm taking care of you tomorrow, buddy. I'm taking care of you tomorrow. Because you banged. I'm taking care of you tomorrow. I'm going to wait till the crowd get there. I want them to see that.
Nah, man. I don't need that no more. The whole crowd seemed to get fucked up already.
You crazy.
You going to be there tomorrow?
I'm waiting for Squeak to get on this one. Yeah, we're going to be there tomorrow.
Squeak.
Yeah, we're going to be there tomorrow.
Yeah, here.
What's going on?
And what time they open tomorrow?
I think 6-11.
They opening up at 4, depending on the weather.
Smoke, I mean, riding the jets up here asking for another funeral.
When is our
rematch, folks? What time is our rematch, Squeak? That's what I need to know.
I got to run Pop, then second round Shakedown, then I got to run Kobo the first round of Shootout. So anytime after that, we get it on tomorrow night.
You talking about later.
We ain't got to wait.
You talking about tomorrow night again. Man, why you want to go out there late at night, man, when that dude hit that track?
No, they open at 6. Come right off the trailer.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I like that.
Me and you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Huh?
Me and you off the trailer.
Yeah. We ain't got to do it for much, but hey, don't mind to me.
That's what I'm talking about. Let's do it then. Me and you off the trailer tomorrow.
Okay.
Hey. There you go. I like that. That's what I'm talking about. That's spicy shit there. That's spicy shit.
Daniel Hall, you shaking mofo. You shaking mofo. That's for Daniel Hall. You shaking mofo. I'm going to keep it clean because this is a radio station. You shaking mofo, Daniel Hall. But you make sure you hold that damn bucket of boats together for Sarah to come up. Never mind. Got to block you on this motherfucker thing. But you make sure you keep that bucket of boots together for certain.
Yeah.
Hey, JB. It's William Martin.
Yo, what's up?
I just wanted to let everybody know that me and Dorsey talked today. And for the guys that probably had trouble seeing out the left lane, we're going to move the tree up probably an inch and a half, so you'll be able to see the tree over the hood screw. But just let the guys know, it's both lanes going to be moved.
Well, look.
That ain't good for y'all.
Will Brown, you just got a race locked in for tomorrow, Will Brown.
Tell Dorsey, we appreciate that.
Ain't no problem. Yeah, I heard what you got. I'm listening to PJB. I just got a little background, so I call him mute when I ain't talking.
So off the trail of the mall. Was that Smoke and Black Bear tomorrow?
Yes. And you tell Daniel Hall, you make sure you, Daniel Hall, you heard it, you shaking motherfucker.
Now, you can say what you really want to say, man. This rated,
I know P. They hung up
you,
on this phone.
But Daniel Hall, you shaking motherfucker. That's what he is, a shaking motherfucker. Daniel Hall, you shaking motherfucker. He riding around. He been all year. He been on our ass. Race here, race, and every time we want to race up there, want to race up there. Now you bring your ass down here in our backwoods, and then your ass scared as a damn leaf on the wintertime.
But you know who Paul that is? Huh? You know who Paul that is? That's Squeak Paul, because Squeak beat him last time he was down here. That's Squeak Paul.
They took him a half a year.
Hey, Keenan, no, Squeak beat him and wouldn't even invite the man back to the table because he can eat a little bit. Send him home hungry, man. That's messed up.
Well, Squeak, you gonna at least feed the man when you get down here. You give us a frog leg or something, man.
Yo, yeah, he come on over there.
Put some frog legs, some reindeer toes or something. Get something to eat or something.
Man, give him a North Carolina biscuit. Give him a North Carolina biscuit.
Hey, Rodney. We'll give him a turkey and barbecue sandwich to take back home with.
Hey, not Timmy.
You know, they don't know what that is up there.
Hey, yeah.
You know that the Outer Banks is a good look track for Black Bear because you know about a year or so ago up in the tree by the tower, you know what y'all saw in the tree, right? You saw a Black Bear, didn't you?
Yeah, we did see a black bear climb that tree.
Yeah, all right, now, so I'm trying to tell you something now.
Hey, one thing about it, two things were said, it's hard to kill a bear.
Hard to kill a bear now.
You got to have the right gun to kill a bear now.
Hey, Timmy.
Yeah.
Didn't also them same damn people go there running and try to catch the damn bear?
Yeah, but that bear ain't come out of that wood, though. Hey, but when that, I'm going to tell you something about a bear. I'm going to tell you something about a bear now. When you stand, you just wait to get scared. Because he's coming to you. One thing about a bear ain't going to run away from you.
He's
going to run to you.
Them lamb nuts actually went over there and tried to catch the damn bear. I said, what are you going to do when you caught him? What the fuck are you going to do when you caught him? They actually ran over there and tried to catch the bear.
Tim Ruffin, we got another caller in here. This one's from the Maryland area, 202-2474. Who do we get?
Well, anything from
hey, I'm just a fan listening, but listen to the conversation. I'm wondering how y'all got a dude on here talking about somebody scared when he can't even come off the porch to race. That guy that was just talking to Mr. Daniel Hall that was calling him a shaky motherfucker when he's shaking
his
sandwich.
Who is this shaky motherfucker up here now?
This is shaky motherfucker that you scared to race. That's who. That you've been ducking
who
for
that?
A good while. Matter of fact, this is a motherfucker that you won't. This a motherfucker that you won't
ain't
even
no,
conversate with.
Ain't nobody up there from Northwestern. Who is this?
You know who it is. It's the nigga that you've been ducking. That's who it is. You scared. You don't race nobody.
You still ain't saying no names. Who is this? This must be a ghost rider.
I can be all that. What you want to do?
Who is it?
He ain't got no name. He's no name.
It felt like
Oh, shit. Yeah, man, you got to be fucking kidding. Man, take your slow ass. You ain't got shit to run no fucking battery. The fuck
hey, Rodney,
what the hell are you going to run?
When the last time you raced somebody, Rodney?
I wouldn't waste my fucking time running your slow ass. You talking about that little slow ass Malibu of yours? I'll go down and we'll put smoke on the damn traffic and reverse to run your ass. You slow.
When you want to
get
that line? When you want to knock that line?
We'll run your ass in reverse. Get your ass off it.
When do you want to lock that line?
You just jumped out here and said you so damn big and bad. You said tricky Ricky. What the fuck? Damn, I thought you were something bad. What the fuck you said?
Listen,
get the fuck out of here.
Little retard. You just said something. I said, when you want to lock the line.
You fucking little retard, motherfucker.
Okay, that's what I thought. You been talking.
Somebody
you
got up here, you so damn bad. Right.
You ain't nothing but talk.
Get the fuck out of here.
You know, that's why I think
you still right. Are you still right there, so ass Malibu? You still right there, so ass Malibu?
You want some parts of it?
You still run that slow ass Malibu? Is that what you're talking about?
You can't come up to here. What you want to fool in South Carolina?
Let me guess. What are you talking about racing at? Let me guess. What are you talking about racing at?
We can race anywhere.
All the big time cars will be in North Carolina this weekend. Be quiet, listen.
I'm not
all the big time
talking
to me in North Carolina this weekend.
You want to race that.
What the
you
fuck are you talking about racing
that? I want to race that because I know you can't come off the porch.
Hey, JD.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yo, who's that, bro?
Maybe you let in man. JDP, you let in man on the damn show.
I know Rodney McGrath been run. I know Rodney McGrath been run Pete off the phone now.
Yo,
where Pete at?
They want to get bagged up. The best bag up, he get a Tricky Ricky.
Hey, Rodney.
Yeah.
You doing all that cabin with Pete before?
Say what?
I said, you doing all that cabin with Pete. How much you trying to run for?
Uh-oh.
So he want to run. Is he gonna run?
Hey man, can you understand English? I said you doing all that camping with Pete.
Is he gonna race, motherfucker? Hey man, come on, dumb shit. How much you trying to run for? Do you want to race the Cobalt or not?
How much do you want to run for?
Motherfucker, all you gotta do, get your ass.
Hey man, stop talking that dumb shit and talk some dollars, man. Do you? How much do you want to run for? You wait till the man lock in two other races and then you're doing all this capping when he called you out first. How much do you want to run for? We're trying to accommodate you. I'm a teammate. So we're trying to accommodate you. How much do you want to run for?
We're going to race then. How much do you want to run for?
Oh, so you just talking because it's free. That's what I thought. I know a clown when I smell
oh,
one.
You're
talking because it's free.
Hey, man, I asked you how much you want to run for. All you got to do is get the fuck down here.
I mean, numbers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, numbers.
We get the fucking pot together when you get the fucking...
What you mean when you get the pot together? You ain't got that money. What you got to pass to come in the race? They got enough of this motherfucking shit going to be hold together. You got to pass a collection pot around.
Bitch, all money wrong. What the fuck you talking about? So how much do you want to run for?
That's what I thought, man. You ain't nothing but a capping ass motherfucker talking to this priest. That's why
you want to race? How much?
Yeah,
you
what I thought, man. You talk that motherfucking shit,
like
man.
Motherfucker,
sidewalk pushing motherfucker been on here hollering and shit ever since you got on the goddamn phone, but don't want to talk about no motherfucking money. Man, go sit your fucking ass down somewhere, motherfucker.
Fuck
that motherfucking bitch shit,
fuck
that shit, man. What you want to raise for? People don't want to come out there and raise you for free?
There you go with that bullshit.
Shut the fuck up, man.
There you go with that shit again. You sorry, motherfucker, man. You sorry, motherfucker, man.
Yo,
what the fuck you supposed to be? Get the fuck out of here, that big round mouth.
Strong,
how much you gonna raise for?
That round
you
round
got to hold. What you wanna do it for? I can make it happen.
I ain't gonna waste my breath for that motherfucker. I ain't gonna waste my breath for
that
clown ass motherfucker. He ain't got shit. That's the family car. He ain't got shit. Come on, what the fuck I'm gonna raise for?
Hey, JB, you wanna take that 20?
What 20? Hold on. 20 for what?
I got it. I wanna bet you a strong 20. Rodney, don't raise nobody.
Bet that. How about bet that and then some?
I'm talking to JB.
Before,
how about bet that and then some?
Hold on. Before I do that, yep. I had somebody on hold. 561. Like I said, I'm only going to do your last four. 8793. Don't want to keep you held on. Who is that? 561 area code.
They on mute. You want to bet that 20, JB?
Background noise. I'll be right back.
Oh, okay. All right, but you saying a little friendly 20 that Rodney, all right, well, he got a race locked in tomorrow. So what you saying is Rodney won't even go out there for the off the trail of tomorrow?
That motherfucker ain't doing nothing. The sun going to be out. And that motherfucker going to see his shadow, he going to turn around and run.
God.
I thought the fucking groundhog was up north, motherfucker. The groundhog was up north, you know that, right?
We talking about
you
don't got dummy.
We hunt them bitches down south, dummy.
You don't hunt them bitches
down south. We hunt them motherfuckers down south.
Is that a bet,
Jimmy? Groundhog. Now pick your head out the ground.
Hey, dummy, I just told you the same shit that Brian told you, and you ain't
that
stupid.
Flip your head out of the ground. Peek your head out of the ground.
Yeah.
Damn.
Hey,
is that a bet, JB?
There's some fucking
yeah, fuck it. I'll take,
no,
take, take $20
bet. All right, bet.
JB.
Hey, JB, bet more than that, JB. I bet that motherfucking Cobalt come down here about 20 motherfuckers talking about bet what you want to bet.
Hey man, you don't need to bet. Motherfucker, to bet when it comes to that
motherfucker.
That's me. You ain't got to bet nobody but me.
Family.
All you got to do is call the number, you broke bitch. You get on here running your mouth, talking that shit, start racing this, that, and the other, and ain't got no motherfucking money in your pocket. Sit down, man.
Hey.
They're
going to come out about 20 motherfuckers. Hey, one of them bitches probably got... Hey, one of them bitches probably got $100 a piece they can put in the fucking pot.
JB, what kind of show? I think you had a respectable show, JB.
Hey, Fat Albert. Hey, Fat Albert.
Yo,
you see his whole tone change when I ask him how much he want to do it for. Now he worry about how many people bet. You ain't got to bet nobody but me. Me, hey, man, I can cover anything you come up with. You ain't got to bet nobody but me. You ain't got to worry about the other guy.
You just bet $20.
Do you want to raise it? Call a number. Hey, my name ain't Tricky Rick. I ain't said bet $20. My name ain't Tricky Rick. I ain't said bet $20.
You can bet that $20. Go ahead. Bet that $20.
You motherfucker, come on here talking that motherfucking bullshit on somebody that want to race.
Bet that
$20. And all you want to do is talk.
Hey, we're going to do talking Saturday. I think if you do, well, how many races you got to do now? You got to do two races.
Hey, man, do you want to race the Cobo or not?
Is that what you said? You got
do you
want to
race the Cobo?
Then you going to find out.
I ask you a question. Do you want to lock the Cobo in? Hey, man, I can lock the Cobo in right now.
I thought we were locked in
right now. All you got to do is call a number. I ain't heard you call no number.
We
ran wild in for what? He told you you did a bitch move by waiting till he locked in two other people when he called you out first. and now you're running your mouth. Well, I'm tired of sitting here listening to you running your mouth. So I can lock you in. How much? No, this ain't no flat out. This is Brian Epps talking. No, this is Brian Epps talking. This is Brian Epps talking. See, I can lock you in.
Tell somebody else something.
So how much do you, all I need to know is how much.
He said when he get on the premises, then, I mean, he put him up there. When he said get on the premises.
See, this is my neighbor going to make me shoot him one day. He keep running up on me, shining them motherfucking headlights on me, and I don't know who it is. He'll keep playing, man. One day he going to get shot. He old motherfucking crazy ass on, man.
Fat Allen.
Yes, sir.
What's going on, guys?
Oh, man, listen to y'all guys for the last hour, man. Good God almighty.
Well, look,
how you been listening for the last hour, see, but I know how to cut the bullshit out. The motherfucking money talk.
Ain't no bullshit. You sit there running your motherfucking mouth, but don't want to talk about how many motherfucking green stamps you want to put up.
When you get down there. When I get down there, you're going to have the same food stamp you got in your motherfucking pocket there, and they ain't going to let them go. Sit down somewhere, man.
I think that's North Carolina. Hold on, Rodney. Hey, Brian, I can cut that out.
One thing about down here,
right.
We can come up with whatever you want.
Hey, man, I don't care what y'all
I just asked him what he wants the race for. I can understand that. He's talking all that shit when the man told him he gets his other two races over with. I'm going to make sure that he gets a race with the Cobo. I just need to know how much race you're going to run.
Two thousand bet on, on your fucking Cobo. Two on whatever. No, the two thousand gonna be the DP. Two on what? Right. Two on whatever, motherfucker. Whatever we come up with.
Don't worry about it.
Hey, we're calling. Wait, what you got? What you got to pass the plate around? You don't know. You can't call all the numbers.
There,
you don't know how much
you
money you got. Two
there
on
you
what?
Go. There you go. That crazy. There you go, motherfucker. There you go. There you go again.
Two on
Are
what?
You trying to get out
two
the race?
Two is a deposit.
Do you want to lock in the fucking race?
I ain't trying to get out the race. I'm trying you. Hey,
all
man,
right,
a man
on,
like you, sitting here
what?
Running your
two
mouth, you got to be confident in your program.
You
know
what
comes with confidence?
Here you go.
Hold on, slow down. You know what comes with confidence?
It's time to do the Roman though, but you can't get a race.
Benjamin comes with confidence. Benjamin comes with confidence.
Dude,
so your confidence should be able to reflect your confidence. You've been on here capping for the last hour.
You still talking that crazy shit. Two on what fucking level?
Let's start two on ten. Let's start right there.
You know what you want to do, Rodney? Two on ten. Hello?
Oh, shit.
That's how we can stop all this.
I said two on what the fuck ever.
So we can start at two on ten or better. Two is a DP. Two on ten or better. We gonna start at two on ten. You know what? Now I listen to you. You know what? You know what? Now I remember why. You the wicked bird of North Carolina. Big motherfucking clown, man. There you go, that mother. You the fucking clown. What the fuck are you supposed to be?
Hey, Pete, go down in the cul-de-sac and turn around. Where's the key? You can loop it around the cul-de-sack. Yeah, the clown of North Carolina. You the fucking clown. Hey, man, let me tell you something, man. But one thing about it,
we can put that motherfucking money up and back up with whatever I talk with that money. All that other shit you talking is fucking irrelevant.
What do you mean? Me and Peter's a team. Rodney, it don't take that. Me and Peter's a team. But me and Peter's a team. We're going to track together. Whether it be my car or not. Yes, I want to race two on ten. There you go.
Two on ten or better. What you want to do?
I just told you, two on whatever we get, motherfucker. Two on whatever. And you, if you don't want to
that might be
this,
two on 2,500, motherfucker.
That might be two on 2,500.
Maybe
two on 25, two on 3,000, two on 5,000. You're a fucking clown, man. Get the fuck out of here.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey,
he need to call out the minimum.
Hey, 2 on 5 or better. Hey, then make it 2 on 5 or better.
That's a good fucking way. That's a good way to battle fucking race. How I battle fucking race. Yeah, that's a good
hey,
way
man,
to battle.
Hey, man, you running your mouth like you're bad. A man told you
he
had 2 races.
You
but since you're so adamant about wanting to race, I can make it happen. I can make it happen. I can make it happen. But I can make your race happen. But I can make your race happen. Yeah, I can make your race happen. All you gotta do is call. All you gotta do is call the right number. Call the right number. I can make your race happen.
Hey, Brian.
How about you still get that fucking 10 on them 2 fucking races? How about that?
Yeah, okay. Man.
Get that 10. Let me see you get that 10 on them 2 fucking races, and then talk to fucking me.
That's what I thought, clown ass motherfucker.
Hey, Brian.
Motherfucker, you been a clown ass nigga.
Who that called me? Who that
you
called me?
You been in the clown circus.
Hey, man,
in the
shut up, man. Grown
you still ain't
got
out the fucking
it?
Circus. You still been in the circus.
Hey, man, who
the
that
fucking
called my name, man?
That was Tricky Rick called.
Who
the
fucking
called
circus?
I said that the man hey, Captain, but I was trying to get
Timmy
on
there. Mute that man, Mike, JB.
Bring it down,
Mike. Cut that motherfucker off, JB.
Hey, JB. How this motherfucker gonna talk about 2 on 10? You still got 2 fucking races. But you're going to try and battle
what
the
fucking
race.
What that got to do with it? What you think
I'm
going to race?
If you're going to race, motherfucker, you're going to race. It don't matter what the fuck we going to do.
Why you worried about the other 2 races? They ain't got nothing to do with it.
That's right. It ain't got shit to do with it. If you're going to race, you're going to race.
Then what you bringing it up for?
I don't know.
If your ass
damn, you
don't fucking race.
Okay, well,
hey,
you
know,
this shit up.
There ain't no fucking. There ain't no fucking.
We can really cruise. We ain't got to hustle.
Hey, y'all, fuck that chat. Some boy guys over here want to talk. Hey, y'all, fuck that chat. Some boy guys here want to talk.
Go ahead, man. Y'all
in the RV? No, we're taking his RV. You got a 40-footer, too. Everybody got one but you.
Hey, so Timmy, did hunting season get some locked in?
Fuck that show hauler.
hey,
Sean.
What
you'll do. You show hauler and all 3 of us go do track, right? You'll get there first.
Sean.
When you get there, you're going to be like, God, this motherfucker's tight.
Is Sean still in there?
I ain't got no 4 slides on this motherfucker. I got 1 slide.
Uh-huh.
Hey, we're going to be in that motherfucker, everybody. I'm on this side like that. Other dude on other couch like that. We ain't touching feet or nothing. We don't walk between them motherfuckers. Man, fuck that bullshit. Get you a goddamn RV with a big engine.
Know who that is?
Who?
Sean, you sit up here.
Hey,
Sean, you sit up here.
Well, okay. So sleep apnea keeps you from snoring. Yeah, okay. I got. I mean, like, so. Last time we went to, where'd we go? PDRA, we went somewhere,
hey.
And I stayed with Mike.
Hey,
mute
hey,
your phone, man. Before I come back, because
hey,
I'm talking about your phone, man.
I don't know who that is.
Who is that?
Mute your phone,
like
man. About talking about them RV.
Yeah, Mark Hay. Hey, Sean, you sit up here?
Yeah.
Hey, Sean.
Yo.
There you go. He's still on.
Don't nobody
talk
slick to me.
Hey, Sean. Hey, Sean, Fat Albert up here. You know he's stone cold. He's stone cold.
He better not talk slick to me.
434-1130.
Fat Albert, you got
mail. Talk slick to me. Hey.
Yeah, I'm here. Who want to talk to me?
This bud here. This Sean Daddy talking.
Oh,
uh-oh.
Shit.
Oh,
shit.
Who,
Daddy?
Hunting
season.
There you go.
Talk to him, Pop.
I'm just telling you, you said that Daytona want to run. If everything worked good tomorrow, we're going to check him out tomorrow. He won't have Keenan, to be that side. I think Keenan gone.
Okay. Keenan on
but
him.
I'm just saying.
Keenan on him.
Well, I'm
Keenan
here.
Still, hold on. Yeah, Keenan's still on him. He might be on mute. Keenan.
Hey. Yo. Hello.
Hold on.
Hey,
there you go.
Yeah,
yo. Keenan.
Hey, Keenan.
Yo.
This Keenan?
Yo, yeah. What's going on, though?
Ain't nothing happening. I said, my son said y'all want to run the Daytona tomorrow, right?
Off the trailer.
They run off no trailer. What kind of shit you talking about like that? We're going to run in there. If the car, if the trailer, but if everything works, it's on.
This is what I told your son, is that we already outgunned. So the only way we can try it, because y'all promised us the one-on-one.
Hold on. What do you mean
one-on-one?
What are you talking about, man? What the hell is the one-on-one? Handicap for real, ain't you?
Look, we ain't graduated, so our math could be off a little bit.
And who could be off?
I said we ain't graduated past third grade, so our math could be off a little bit.
Yeah, I see.
But no, since we can't get a 1-1 like you promised us, we'll try y'all to get off the trailer tomorrow.
Nah, we won't run off the trailer, but we promise you we'll run. If everything work out, you ought to be shaming yourself. A man running one carburetor with a 632, and you got four or five carburetors, and you scared to run a man head up. What's wrong with y'all, man?
Now, what I'm not going to do, I'm not going to name parts, because if I really went down the list and named parts, y'all got us out running from the car all the way to the motor. But I'm not going to name parts.
That's why I'm going to thank you.
We got two carburetors, but we can name y'all carburetors that flow 2400, 2600 CFM. We can name the aluminum block y'all got, the heads y'all got, but I ain't going to go that far, you know, because y'all still got us outgunned.
But what I'm saying is
we would still try y'all off the trailer just to make it interesting. It ain't got to be for
Well, we're not going to do that off the trailer, but if we make a run in the night, we don't know if the nitrous work or not. If we knew that was working, we would do that.
That's the only reason he ain't get off the trailer. That's the only reason.
That's the only reason he ain't getting it. Y'all say y'all nitrous might not work. Our fuel pump may not work. I mean, I don't know if that may not work.
That's so true. But we know this didn't work last time, so we don't know. But if it do work, it's on. All you got to do is name the price.
Yeah, okay. Well, we never know what may happen.
We don't know what's going to happen before it's over. No, we don't know.
After we baptize Stone Cold on Saturday, you never know what may happen.
That's true. But I'm just saying, it's time to get it over with. You know what I'm saying?
This has been going on too long.
Hey, Pop.
Hey,
Pop, Stone Cold up here, too, now. You know, we've been after them, too.
Well, it's that album.
Yes, sir, I'm here.
You say, we don't really want to take Stone Cold out, but, I mean, if he want to run, you know, we ain't got no chance.
No, we can always run at home. We going down there to smack the shit out of these North Carolina boys, and I'm tired of their mouth.
Okay.
See, you know what I'm saying? His mouth bad. His mouth bad, Pop.
Would you like to step that bet up a little bit since you feel so confident? Okay, that's what I thought. JB, back with your show.
What Sean said he wanted to do? Hey, what my son say he wanted to do?
Well, what?
Sean's still on him. He's still on.
No, Sean. Well, Sean, is he up there?
Yeah.
What did he say he wanted to do to you? Hey, Sean.
Huh?
The Daytona.
But get it while you got on your mind.
I hate to give him a free race. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, no. We ain't talking about off the trailer. You got to make sure the stuff working. No. We don't give him that victory.
Yeah, we ain't. No, we. There's been too much talk for too long to give him a victory.
I tell you what though, if everything worked right, we coming tomorrow, so that'll end all that. We will be there.
Yeah, that'll end all that. Both of them on the track, they can't get away, so ain't nothing to talk about.
That's what I like.
Everybody called working, we can't run.
Hey, Pop.
Right.
You a nasty motherfucker. You said if everybody called, they can't go nowhere.
They can't go nowhere. That's what I'm saying. Said, yeah, you got them surrounded. You got them locked in.
Dang.
But I want to know why Brian come on and Rodney get all quiet. I ain't never known Rodney get all.
Hey, we can leave that conversation for the chat, but they took over the show.
Hey, Rodney, Brian, come on, and I made you go in the corner and put my head on, and you facing the wall.
But one damn thing for sure, two damn things for sure. Grand Elf ain't got a damn thing over here. He ain't got a damn thing over here. So you got, I can promise you that. Man, we'll see what he gonna. We'll see what that mouth of his gonna do in the damn track. He got all. He got all. We'll see what that damn water look like at the track. How about that?
That man said, lock in the number right now. He make it happen.
We'll see what his wallet look like when we get to the fucking track. How about that? We'll do that.
Hey, Fat Albert, this is William Burns. Give me a call when you get a change.
I don't have your number. Well, let me see if I got your number. I ain't got your number.
I'm gonna get to you
now. Oh, I just say, JB, text William Burns my number.
No, my number on the fly anyway, so it don't make no difference. Everybody know my damn number.
I'm about to text you Fat Albert number.
Okay, that'll work. All right.
Hey, Fat Albert, what you decided to do, Fat Albert?
I'll probably come down Saturday. I'm popping pain pills, but I'll probably come down Saturday.
Your ass ain't coming no damn well. You want to see Brian Hill get his ass with me, he about to get.
But right, all you had to do was call out a number. The man said
2 on 10,
and you
can't
quiet. I never thought you'd say
that. All that man got to do is come up. All he got to do is when he raced, all he got to do is come up with that money. I want to hear that speech about where he was.
Wait a minute. Hold. I'm trying to lock you in. Do you know how grudge racing is? If you got to get this track and pass around a collection plate or something to help you out.
All you got to do. And come up with that money.
We got the promoter right here. I can cash out him $2,000 right now, my DP, and you cash him your $2,000 for 2 on 10 or better, and we got a lock race. That's all we
got
to do.
All
that other shit you talking about, when we get there, I got to pass around a collection plate. I got to go by the Sunday church and see if I can steal something off the deacon plate. I mean, what's going on? You can't log in?
That money on Saturday. That's all. Just had that money on Saturday. Hey man, he's fucking clown, man. Hey, Fat Albert. That's right. Hey, Fat Albert. He's playing on me. I'm going back on mute. Well, say your ass on mute. Hey, Fat Albert. Yeah, yeah. Hey, we're gonna see if his fucking pockets gonna hold that fucking mouth he got now.
Is Stone Cold got another race in him if everything work out with hunting season?
We probably can do something. We ain't coming all the way down there just for no one goddamn race.
Well, I told you earlier you coming down here to get in this grave I got for you. And we don't put no tombstones on it because we don't want nobody to know where you at.
After I heard Rodney goddamn back, and I could not believe Rodney back. I just cannot believe what I heard tonight.
One thing for sure, two damn things for sure. I'm going to let him talk his fucking talk all he wants to. But we're going to see if that damn mouth going to hold true when he gets to that fucking sack and have to pull out them damn dollars.
But I thought you wanted to lock in.
They want to, man.
Uh-oh, they go Pete. They go Pete.
I said we locked in 2 on whatever. We're going to lock in 2 on whatever. That's what I said. 2 on whatever.
Two on whatever is not a race.
You're not going to tell us what the fuck we're going to run for. I said 2 on whatever. Hold on, Rodney.
The man didn't try to tell you. He asked you what did you want to run for. He didn't try to tell you. He asked you what you want to run for.
Hey, didn't I just say 2 on whatever we come up with?
That's not how racing go, man. That's not how lock-in go. Because it could be 2 on 2.
That's how we do it. That's how we do it. That's how I'm going to do it.
Up here in Virginia, we lock in XYZ on a minimum of XYZ, and it goes from there.
This is North Carolina, not Virginia.
This is North Carolina.
I'll ask you a question. It's okay. How you doing, Fat Up?
I'm hanging in there. I'm hanging in there. I've been on the phone the whole time just listening. I'm scratching my head.
Man, I'm just...
Fat Up, I got a bone to pick for your ass, too.
Yeah.
Your shake ass. I got a bone to pick for your shake ass, Fat Up. I'm a guy with a terrible fucking bone pick.
Huh?
Oh,
it's already there. It's not early. Yeah. I don't need this shit. Yeah. Oh, them numbers there. 1, 2, 4, 6, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4.
The way it sound though, ain't Fat Albert. The way it sound, it's gonna be a lot of big time cars in the same area. So like Pop said, old man Faye said, he said, look, we all gonna be there. Pop talking. I want to know who is number one on hunting season's list though. Pop, tell me, Pop. I know you still on there.
Hey, I'm here.
Yeah. Hey, who is number one on that hunting list?
Well, we're going to go ahead and take the Daytona out first because this has been going on for years now. We need to get this over with.
Another mic just opened, 9756804. 9756. 804. Who is that? I don't want to read your whole number, but 804 and the end of 9756.
Hey,
if you want.
Yeah, I'm here.
Timmy, you still up here?
Who is that?
Yeah.
Timmy.
Yeah.
Hey, Timmy still up here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, he on there.
I'm here.
Hello, call me in 3 minutes. I got to pack this bag on RV.
Oh, TT, your mic is open. TT, your mic is open. Well,
inbox me your number, right?
He must have butt dialed it.
All right, I got this. Let me pack this. I got to pack this egg on RV. I'm like halfway full. Halfway. I'll call you. I'll text it to you in a minute.
All right.
Yo.
Hey, JB.
Hey, Fat Albert.
Yeah, come on, Pete.
That will happen when shit don't go the way you plan on it going.
Uh-oh. You know what? I'm still on this show.
We don't care.
Yeah.
Hey, look. Yeah, what?
You heard what I just said, right? You make sure you hold that fucking bucket of posts together. And you make sure you have that damn bank ready. Like I said, two on whatever. Don't worry about it. This is what we'll do. For two on ten,
you might skip the line.
I'll say this, then I'm done. Because I got work to do. Two on whatever,
okay.
And we're going to race. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Well, if you make it two on ten, you might skip the line and get to the front.
Got quiet. Man said you make it 2 on 10,
hey,
you can get to the front.
Hey, Rodney, I got to ask you a question.
2 on 10, he just bought himself a first class seat.
This ain't like Rodney, man. This ain't like Rodney.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man, Fat Albert, he ain't dealing with nobody that's scared over here, man. He ain't dealing with nobody that's scared over here. You know what I mean? Try to get a man a pass, tell him to get with him afterwards, but he keep running him out. Like Pete said, he can buy his way to the front.
Good God almighty, man can get front row. Mm-hmm.
God almighty.
As long as I don't know
prefer him be this quiet.
I ain't never known a person couldn't buy their way to VIP. You can buy your way to VIP.
Hey, Rodney, stop packing that RV and say something.
What do you want from me?
Hey, Fat Albert.
Yeah.
See, I let Brian do all that. I try not to go there no more. So I try to just be civilized and all that shit. That's why I don't like all that right there.
Right.
I told him, man, we were gonna, like I said, I tried to race him before I raced anybody else because he always been talking. So I made the post last week that I was coming down there and asked him, did he want to lock in right then? He said, wait till I get to the show. Well, Scotty wanted to run. He wanted to run. I can't just pass them guys up that's ready to lock in. Versus a man that's talking, but he's not ready to lock in. You know what I mean?
Right.
So we're racing. So and I every car he called, he waited till every car got a lock in. He want to call all the cars up after he locking up races. Come on, man.
Oh. What's that word y'all use?
I ain't gonna use it on him. He ain't even be using it on him. I'm not using it on him.
Man, hey, Fat Albert.
Yeah.
If you would have heard,
but like I said,
the shit was funny.
Hey man,
motherfucking Keenan said this is what he said. The shit funny hell though. Keenan said, nobody watches WWE no more. There is no nobody care about no
Hey, JB, why you got to keep on repeating that shit for? Nah, man, I don't need a motherfucking thing. We just regular jack it up and warm it up, and we gone. I ain't working that hard.
I'm going to tell you, though, if Red leave out there with a L on Bobby, y'all ain't gonna be able to tell that bitch nothing. The recliner ain't
man,
gonna fucking
JB, Red gonna fuck Uncle Bobby up, man. Uncle Bobby got good ass with him coming. Keenan ain't gonna leave there with more knots on his head than enough. And the grand ain't gonna beat him too.
Mm.
I love the grand ass.
Damn, they gonna have a rough weekend. The way it's down.
Yeah, they had a rough weekend. They come in and call himself a bow with no teeth. Dang, I look at the bow inside the car. Ain't got no teeth or fucking gummy bow, man.
Mm.
You gotta have teeth to be a bow to make sure it's raw.
Hey, Pete, you know them North Carolina boys don't got fired. Why don't ran them boys up?
No, they ain't ran nobody away. Pete needs to watch his mouth. Hey, Pete, you ain't safe coming down here, man. You ain't safe coming down here.
The only one down there safe is Bud, because that's my homeboy. The rest of y'all better get out the way from North Carolina.
Well, Bud, my mom. But I'm telling you, I'm pulling with North Carolina all the way.
Oh, you're supposed to. That's your hometown. I
yeah.
Wouldn't expect nothing else from you.
Got to. And I'm going with Pop when he go across that car.
Well, I got to stay with Pop and Stone Cold Run. I got to stay with the way because I like both of them. So I'm going to stay with the way. Let them have their fun.
Hey.
But they told him, man, we trying to put knots on top of his head, Timmy. Let's get it.
Yeah.
Pop and Daytona, said it's been long enough.
Huh?
I said, you and Pop said it's been long enough, Eddie.
Yeah, it's been long enough. It's been about 2.5 years.
Keenan and Kevin long enough, finally caught up with him. Both cars going to be on the same property. Ain't that something?
Can't get away now. All thing I can tell them is hope the nicest don't work.
Yeah.
Oh, I had to scrap. I just still on the car. Yeah. Yeah, I guess there's a scrap around the rail, yeah.
Well, I know we're going to get it on, bro. Because the owner already said it's been long enough, too. Well, the Daytona. So I know we're going to get it on.
Man, that's cool. So who won the last one, Pop? Who won the last one?
What last one?
There's a rematch, or y'all ever ran before?
We ain't never ran.
Y'all ain't never ran.
We ain't never ran. We know they've been in and out the shop. We was in and out the shop. All this, something broke, or you know. So now's gonna be the first day both of them on the property.
Oh yeah. Go. It's gonna be some action down there. That's good for the big tie guy, huh?
Is Brown still up here?
I think he is. He on here. He just on mute.
Yeah, I'm up here.
Okay.
Yeah,
hey, Brown. I talked to my brother. Me and him had a long conversation. I don't know if he told you a long conversation yesterday. And I told him what we was gonna try to do. Being that, you know, a lot of cars coming and, you know, try to get stuff off because, you know, they do fall down our way about 9.
If
anything possible, we're gonna be there early Saturday. So we're gonna try to have that track right and ready at 1:00.
Okay. Look, I just had a couple of junior drivers say, "Shoot, man, can you get us out there earlier?" I said, "Well, we're gonna open I'll see what they do." You know, if I can get y'all out there earlier than 1:00, yeah, like I let the junior drivers go in and start running if that's what y'all want to do. I mean, you know.
Oh.
But
yeah.
You know,
we'll
see how everything go.
Yeah, yeah, because we're gonna try to. Well, we ain't no trying. We're gonna do our best to get the track right and ready.
That's right.
Early.
That's right.
That way,
that's
it ain't
right.
No
that's
complaint
right.
About dew fall. There ain't no complaints about the boys can't get the races off. So
that's right.
I know
that's
we'll
right.
be out there. We'll be out there Saturday at 9:00. We're going to be out there working.
Okay.
Yep.
That'll work. I appreciate that, though.
Oh, yeah. Anything. Anytime, man. Anytime.
That's good. That's good money there, Timmy. That's good money.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir. I want to get Rodney to put that money up. It'll be even better.
Fat Al, what are you instigating?
Fat Albert, a nasty. See, look, you know what? I'm going to tell you what's happening. Fat Albert's birthday coming, and he getting a little antsy, man. He's getting a little antsy.
That's what it is. Hey, look, yep. Hey, Fat Albert called. I talked to Fat Albert over the line, right? I said, "You coming down? I said, your car coming?" He was like, "Yeah, man, but you know I can't do a whole lot of walking." I said, "Fat Albert, don't worry about it. You come down here, I got you."
Yes, he did. Mm-mm-mm. But, I mean, I want to thank you, Timmy, for that. And, you know, JB having a show and hearing Rodney hide in the bushes. you know, Brian come on here and just, Brian bought that double barrel shotgun out and,
I'm still on this damn phone, Fat Al. And let me just tell Brian F. make sure his motherfucking ass be there Saturday. We'll see him Saturday with him and his fucking jackpot. We'll see him Saturday, and we're gonna let the glue do the talking. How about that?
When.
Yeah, whatever.
Y'all some
nasty. I ain't lying, man. Hit a deal.
No.
Back to hit a deal.
But I thought when hit that tree, I thought.
You must have been the day that got hit.
Now, look. Hey, Timmy, take care of my boy Fat Albert. Now, don't give him none of that Don't give him none of that creek water and let it drive the golf cart by itself.
Hey, that's the only way I know how to take care of him. He'll tell you, I take care of him every time he come down here.
Yeah,
man.
Hey, listen, he good.
Hey, look, y'all. He good with the creek water, right? Just don't give him none of that De Leon.
Don't give me none of that yacht. That yacht.
Nah, y'all get a little funny when you get that clear bottle with that funny looking D on it.
Hey, Timmy.
Yes, sir.
Next, I gotta ask you a question. Next year, I know, you know, when I used to talk to Dorsey all the time, he said, you know how, like, Colonial Beach got King of the Beach, certain tracks got that. What is y'all's big race that y'all, you know, what is y'all, I wanted to, you know, try to make it out there. What date and what is it called?
Well, the big two races a week, well, we have a lot of, I think we have, I want to say four big races a year. It's the Brown race that he's putting on. He put on one every year. Rodney 252 crew, they put on two of them every year. And we also, me and my brother's planning on putting on a race, big race next year, because we're bringing our car out. But like 252, Brown, they're the biggest races we have down here.
No, okay.
I think 252 is War. I don't know what's the name of it. What's the name of y'all event, Rodney? Rodney, what's the name of y'all event y'all put on?
Oh, no.
We got to go in the bushes. Hold on. We got to go in the bushes and get him. Hold on. Hey, Rodney, Brian gone. Come on back up.
Brown, they put on a big race every year down there. I mean, it's a huge race every year. And this year, it seems like, you know, with the guys up here and you know, me and my brother, we're a small tie guy, but I love big tie racing. I love it. And Brown races every year down there, it'd be packed.
Well, that's a good thing, man. I'm gonna tell you something, Timmy, and everybody going to know soon anyway, man. I want to get back on that road and go this state and shit, but something happened that, you know, I'm 40, so it is what it is, but JB got a little one on the way, so, yeah, he's going to slow down a little bit.
Oh, yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Can't make them all. That's one thing about it. Can't make them all.
No. I gotta take some of the honey out of the system, fat out.
Yeah.
Yes, oh God. Hey. But man, look, Tim, when you get a chance, send me like the rest of y'all races at the, cause man, I come down there sometime, my boy Dwayne from 7x7 anyway. We have a ball down there. So send me like the rest of y'all races for the year. Or how do y'all got a schedule on the website?
No, we don't have a schedule on the site. We have a schedule amongst me and my brother. We have a schedule.
All right.
We have a schedule.
All right, well, I'm going to message you on Facebook.
Okay,
yeah,
that'll work.
Look, yeah, I got one on the way, man. Got one on the way.
How old are you?
40.
Congratulations.
Yep. Bought it. Yeah, that should been. I thought, you know,
JB, are you going down?
Making me feel not too bad.
I will fat out, but I'm be honest. A lot of the shit I want to do right now, I kind of can't even. Like, I'm going to go to your party and stuff because that shit right up the street. But shit out of state right now, I'm kind of like, you know, because she's not.
You got to say no more.
Yeah, it is what it is.
I was supposed to.
Hey, hey, JB.
Yo.
No, but I think I'm going.
JB.
To Yo, what's up?
Are you able to travel health-wise?
Huh?
Are you able to travel health-wise?
Oh, I am. It's not. Yeah, but you know, my old lady, she not doing too well with what's going
okay,
on.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Understandable.
Yeah. Well, I put it like this. I'm going to tell you just like I told Fat Albert. When you want to come down here, hit me up, and I got you.
Oh, yeah. I know, man, look, I was down there. Hold on. When was this? Like I said, my boy got a car called Red Fox, and he love it. But he living, you know what I'm saying? He living in Hampton. So we come, when we get together, we come down that way.
Okay.
Yeah. I like it. See, I like it down there because, the older I get, I kind of like them, you know, tracks. Where, see, I'm from the country. So tracks like that got that vibe like I'm back home, but I'm at the racetrack. So, I like it. Yeah, so, you know.
Yeah.
But look, hey Timmy, if you want to do something nice for Fat Albert next week, next what? Friday? Is it Friday, Fat Albert? Fat Albert Stallone.
Fat Albert talking to a lot less.
Well, look, Fat Albert birthday party next week. Fat Albert birthday party. Him and my boy Bo. Birthday party next week. If you want to come up, Tim, stay up, you know. Like you take care of us, I take care of you. I had you a lot listening to, you know. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
No.
I told
Hey, look,
JB,
that was don't share a lot listening.
Hey, JB, I told my old lady don't throw no damn party on my birthday. She had to do it. I told her I don't need all
that. Yeah, ain't nothing. Ain't nothing wrong with that, Rowell. You got a.
You want to do it,
man. We're going to have a good goddamn time, dude.
But see, I was supposed to do Rodney event down at Outer Banks, and I couldn't make it. You know, that's when I couldn't make it, and I tried everything I could. And I'm getting a little bit better, so that's why I said I can ease down there, maybe sit in the stands and watch some races. But, you know, Timmy said, we got you, though. I'm coming.
Well, Fat Albert, I'm going to tell you, judging from somebody asking from your number, you probably won't be sitting on the stand. I'm on mute.
I can't hear it, though.
Well, I'm going to tell y'all fellas, I'm about to go in here and kick it back and see what
well,
she's doing.
Well, let me get the last word, JB. Hold on. Let me get my last word out.
What you going to say? He's not on here, so don't dog him.
God damn it, JB.
Don't dog him.
God damn it, right now I'm going to pick at his name.
Well, go ahead. I want to hear something funny. What you going to say?
Yeah, he ain't no fun now.
No, he ain't on here. I just looked at the top of the show. It got the 252 number. He cooked. Yeah, he cooked out. But he gonna see you Saturday, Fat Albert. He liable to lay into your ass.
Him and Stacy both. I know I'm about to deal with him and Stacy. Him and Stacy.
Yes, sir.
All right, JB, but go ahead and do your thing, baby, and we'll holler at you later.
Well, yeah, you going Friday or Saturday?
Well, I ain't really made my mind up yet. I don't know. But I think I'll be with this third.
Yeah, you might well go. It's cool, man. I'm going to tell you, I really... Like I was talking to Scotty today, I wish I wish things were different. I want to go myself because I look. I don't show no favoritism either. I like big tie, small tie, big rim, all that.
Oh, that's right.
Hey,
you like racing?
Yeah, I like racing. Shit, two motherfuckers run on foot. I would have bet on that.
Hey, JB.
Yo.
Tomorrow gonna be interesting.
Pete got the last word.
But you know what? Hey, look, man. I think the boys, see, you know what the boys think. I'm going to tell you what I think. That's why he jumps so quick. He jumped because he think, oh, shit, he just put the car property, put the car back. Let me slide on in it. See, that's what he thought. But then when that mother pull that rope over and lock two motherfucking bales up, man said, shit, let me go on and sit back in this corner.
Well, we had to do with the other races, we'll figure it out, but he was going to jump the line.
I knew that's what y'all was saying. It ain't, see, everybody, look, I had some people in the look, oh, they trying to buy the race. No, they're not
hey,
trying
Pete.
To buy the race.
What hey, Pete, you love, your, you love your shoes in the truck, man.
I said, look, they ain't trying to buy the race. What they trying to do is make you make, look, if they pay the punk out another two, you got to make it worth their while to jump out there for the another one. That's ground race.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's all good because you already know my attitude. If I get that in the mall and, you know, like what I see, he ain't going to have to wait. I promise you. Be dead on his ass.
Hey, JB.
Yo.
That comment that you just made, you got to be a grudge racer to understand that. That dude ain't a grudge racer. So
that don't make sense
to him.
Nah, and I knew, I said, man, if he don't just pay attention to what the man is saying, if you basically make it worth my while, yeah, I'll pay punk out with the other two. God dang. I done seen it happen
but
plenty
of times. That wasn't being processed because all he heard was the 10,000, so he felt like he was trying to buy a race.
Yeah, that's exactly
what it is. It's just mathematics.
It's mathematics.
Hey,
Mama can tell me.
Hey, man, he had first deal, and he waited till he saw somebody else had him locked in, and then he come in there, going to jump in there. Well, I'm going to jump in there. I know they ain't coming out there now because they got two other locked in races. Wrong, motherfucker, wrong. You talk that shit, you can get done up to. Wrong.
Hey, look. Now, look, hey, Pete, Brian,
nope.
Mm-hmm. Y'all motherfuckers go down there and go for 2-3-0 with all the cars. They do have a gate down there. Y'all better lock that motherfucker. Timmy better let y'all
lock it. Hey, I'm going to top of this. Hey, I'm going to ask Timmy to get you have a lock on it.
I'll bring my own lock.
Okay.
Yeah, I just get Timmy the key. give him a brand new shiny lock.
Yeah. Fat Albert gonna have to do some work, Sazer. Might make him feel better.
Man, Rodney will be all right, man. He just got past that collection plate around and get that pot up. Yeah.
That's true. I know what he's thinking. He's like, man, I don't want to say. Well, look, he knew he couldn't say no more than what he could say. It is what it is.
Hey man, you capping and want to jump the line? Well, I told him I can make it happen. I can accommodate y'all. All I got to do is hit the right number. You gonna get a, you got a race in front of everybody.
Hey, you know, there's an old saying that goes, experience is a difficult teacher, but the fool will learn by no other.
He's going to find out.
Yeah. What the fuck are you going to learn today? Life come at you fast.
What that girl say on All About the Benjamin? $20 make you famous.
What you going to like?
What?
What you going to like?
Well,
y'all
have a good one, man. I'm good walking this
I'm
house.
I'm going to go in here and go kiss the baby.
All right, JB.
All right,
everybody.
All right,
Later.